You've been speaking about this all day, so let this be an ear miklat from all of that. Okay, so this is the last year. Next semester, I'd like us... This will probably be our last year on Hezekiah. We spent a lot of time on it, and I'm glad that we did. I hope you guys all see the importance of investing in things like this. It goes without saying that there's much more to be done, but I think we did a really good amount of it. Next semester, I want to pick up with the topic on Gimel Lamed Aleph. When it comes to these people who own a property together agreeing to break up and live in private properties of their own, how binding, it's actually, I guess, very relevant to what we were just discussing, but how binding is that agreement? The agreement, they give each other their word to break up. Is that binding? And if it isn't, then what is necessary? What sorts of halachic, inventions do we need to use in order to establish that ratzu, lachlok, to be binding? Which really calls on the question of kinyonim, agreements, hischaivos, more generally. Is anybody here familiar? Have you learned about kinyonim or hischaivos? Not just a basic translation. What? You're familiar with kinyanim? People have learned sugyas of kinyanim. If not, it would be a good, kinyanim is one of the, big, bigger shas sugyas. It's really, practically everywhere. It appears everywhere. So one of the really important sugyas is on Gimel Lamed Aleph regarding the case of our Mishnah, tu shutvim sheratzu lasos mechitza. What exactly is required to make that, that chalukah official? That's the sugya on Gimel Lamed Aleph. I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves. We'll discuss it when it comes up. But then maybe discuss the second Beis HaMikdash, Mikdash Sheni. What the difference was between the second Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash, and maybe the Mishkan. There's a really interesting sugya here. Maybe we'll make a comment about that, diversifying a little bit from Hezekiah. And then, again, I'm getting a little bit too ahead of myself, but then the Isser to take down a Beis HaKnesses before you build up the new one, on the basis of which you're, taking down the former one. That's a Megillah sugya, fourth parak. I actually started that fourth parak now from my grandfather's yard site, which is next Thursday. Megillah topic as well. So we'll see. Just to give people a sense of what's ahead, but. I guess what I'll just conclude with is giving everybody some homework for the break, if people can kind of get through the Shakla Vitaria until that first sugya, which we'll do, which is the two dots smack in the middle of Gimel Lamed Aleph, B'mayu Kimta, B'masnisin, B'sh'ein Badin Chaluka, Ki Ratzu Mayhave, towards the bottom, yeah, but it's the middle, B'mayu Kimta, B'masnisin, so people can try to just do that over the break, in addition to whatever other limudim you'll be doing. I don't think it's too much. Then that would be great. As far as you get, though, is good. Okay, that's for next semester. But just to, give our bid our farewell to Hezekiah. So let's finish today with our discussion that we ended off with last time, the Machlokes Rashi and the Rabbeinu Yonah, and then finish with Shitas HaRambam. So last time we were discussing that Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba disagree. They dispute a case where an entire community decides that they're not going to abide Hezekiah. Where Rabbeinu Yonah says, in fact, you can do that. In a Gina, we have a Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph that tells us you can. And Midigina Nishma L'Chatzer, if it's true about Gina, which is more severe, then of course it's true of Chatzer as well. The community can do away. Makom Shenagu Lo Livnos. The Rashba, however, strongly disagreed with that, arguing that the basis for the wall in Chatzer is qualitatively distinctive from that of Gina, never mind Bika, which is why, even if you bring me a raya that in Gina you can do it, there is no such proof when it comes to Chatzer. What was one of the rayas for the Shita of the Rashba that we mentioned? It's actually not in the Chidushim, but it is in the Tshuva that we read at the end. Was one of the rayas, a linguistic, kind of a point, that in Chatzer, Makom Shenahagu plays no role, and no matter what, you are obligated to build a wall between you and your neighbor.
That's
Joey, do you remember?
You can't get rid of Milan Yisrael.
That was his svara. What was the svara? Svara was that this isn't something. Yeah, you don't have, communities don't have the right on matters that are Gedar and Shal Yisrael. Dine Mamadas could be something that you can waive your rights on, you can forfeit money. But something which is a matter of Kedusha, the sanctity that binds Yisrael together and the Shechina among them, that's not communal decisions. But there was in terms of proof and evidence, there was something the Rashba said. It has to do with the Mishnah and the Abbez. The Mishnah and the Abbez mentions the role of Minag in building Mechitzos, Gedarim, only by Gina and Bika. When it comes to the Chiyav to build a wall by a Chatzer, it doesn't mention Minag at all. It just says, Hashud v'n Sheratzu las Mechitza, v'chatzer bonen es hakosel be'emza. When it mentions Makom, Shenahagu livnos, that's only by the material used for the wall, Hakol kiminag amedina. But by Gina and Bika, it mentions Minhag, the role of Minhag, even in building the wall in the first place. That was one of the Rashba's big rise, that Chatzer is a totally different kind of a thing. Even if you can get rid of it in Gina, you cannot in Chatzer. He didn't give the reason in the Chidushim, but as Sammy told us, in the Tshuva of the Rashba, Chelek Beis, Simin Reish Lamaches, the Rashba gives that reason, quotes the Pasuk from Bilam, etc., etc. I just want to finish off, just looking, pinning down the Rashba a little bit more, in terms of one other raya that he brings against his Rebbe, his dear Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yonah. So let's pick up on Vatei Dalecha, in the middle of the Rashba, it's after the bold on the second side of the sheet. Can someone read? Do you have the sheet this time?
Yeah.
You have it?
Yeah.
Okay, so Vatei Dalecha. So what's his raya? The Rashba is going to bring a raya that in Chatzer, you have to build a wall no matter what. Even if the minhag hamakom mishalo livnos.
Is the first Rashba?
Yeah, the Chidushi HaRashba after Aliyos Rabbeinu Yonah. It's in the middle after the bolt. The Tei Dalecha.
The Tei Dalecha da afil hamakom shenagu shalo livde v'chatzer.
So he's just repeating his argument right now, right? We're mechay of them even if. So the Mishnah we saw last time says, after mentioning vil, gazis, tfis, and levenin, types of things that may be minhag hamakom, it then has this like inclusive phrase, hakol kiminag medina. Everything is according to the medina. After giving us specific examples, it then is marbet like hakol kiminag medina. Everything depends on minhag hamedina, whatever that minhag might be. So that's what the Mishnah says. Ve'omri ala b'gemara.
Hakol asuya yehutza v'dafna.
Which gemara is that? Yeah, so in Dalam and Aleph we saw Hakol Asuyimai. What does Hakol include? So it includes using Hutza Vidafna. Palm, you know, palm trees, whatever, like palm twigs or laurel twigs, whatever they are. Like these small little things that obviously prevent against Hezekriya, but that fall down pretty, you know, they don't stand up for so long. But that you can use as long as it's Minog Hamako. Right, everyone with me? That's what the Mishnah is Marva. So how's that a raya? This is actually, I didn't call on you for no reason, something you asked me about last time. So the Mishnah says you can, that we're expansive even to include Hutza V'dafna, as long as that's the minhag. They summarize that argument of the Rashba. How is the Rashba trying to prove that Minhag HaMakom can't tell you to do away with walls? Legamri? Because when the Gemara says Hakolu Yisuyimai, it tells us to include Hutza V'dafna, but which implies that Hutza V'dafna is the lowest Minhag can allow you to go Al Pi Halacha. But it doesn't say Lasui Kol Midi, whatever the community or country decides to do. It could have said that Minhag is the overriding rule, even if we choose not to do it. Hakol kiminag avadina. Instead, it says there is still a baseline hutzav adapta. You have to need something, even something so minimal as hutzav adapta to present hezek
ri'ah. Really posh with the Gemara.
Why would you say not?
Because when the Gemara says afilu hutzav adapta, it's saying even this weak thing. Okay, so anything.
So he's invoking Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that if a community decides to use less than hutzav adapta, it is minag betos. That's how Rabbeinu Tam reads the Gemara there. So the Rashba is invoking Rabbeinu Tam's reading to say that. The question we need to wonder, being also advocates of Rabbeinu Yonah, we don't take sides, we shouldn't take sides, is what Rabbeinu Yonah is going to respond to the Rashba's argument from Daf Da'alad Amanav. If indeed the minhag that chooses to build a wall can choose it to be Hutzav Adafna, but no less, how can a Kehila decide not to be Makbid on Hezek Riyah at all? Otherwise, that's what the Gemara just should have said. Hakol Kiminag Avedina, even if it's the minhag, shall live those. Why didn't it say that? And then the Rashba says something interesting. The Rashba preempts a potential rebuttal to his argument. What does he say? The Kevan Shekein Hagatzmecha. Bepachas Mehutzav Edafna, Ein Minhag Aminhag, Shalol Ligdor Klal, O Kol Shekein. If less than Hutzav Edafna is no good, not to build a wall at all, even Kol Shekein is not going to be good. But then, like I said, he tries to preempt what someone might respond to him. This is interesting. So he says, what might Rabbeinu Yonah respond to me? And I'll tell you, it's wrong. Ba'afilu Tomar. Yeah. And it's different in the case on Daf Dalid. Why? Why would it be different on Daf Dalid? Slowly, yeah. Shmira, Lefi. What will you say? That it's different in a place where they care about Hezek Re'iyah. And therefore, since they care about it, if you have less than Hutzav Edafna, some kind of lesser grade wall is going to fall down pretty frequently. So they're going to have to go to court and, you know, litzok tamid al chaveiro when the wall falls down. So since they care about Hezek Re'iyah and they can't sustain the interim Hezek Re'iyah damage that will be caused to them when this lower grade wall falls down, says the Gemara, Hutzav Edafna, which doesn't have that problem, is going to be the minimum. You might say that since they care about it, a wall that's going to fall down too much, the interim damage is too much to bear, and therefore you can't use a lesser wall. But where you don't care about it at all, maybe that's fine. That's what the Rashba suggests for his antagonist. And maybe there's a difference between a makom that's not makbid at all and a makom that is makbid. Because when you're makbid, we have standards. Otherwise, there ends up being an erosion of the privacy you are, by definition, you care about. So maybe that's the difference, he says, between a makom, a place which is makbid, and a place which isn't makbid at all. So it isn't really a kol shekein. If you can't go less than Hutzav Edafna, then you can't do anything at all. Because not doing anything at all has the advantage that they just don't care about it. They're mochel on the whole thing. But says the Rashba now, don't say that. I don't think that's a good svara. What does he say? Uma bikach. Lewis, kfar.
Uma bikach, kfar nagu shel ahakbir amash maziko bein nefil.
Right, what are you telling me that this lower wall is not going to be helpful in a place where they care about Hezek Re'iyah? Because they were mochel on whatever interim Hezek Re'iyah damage is going to befall them. If they're okay with this wall that falls down, let's say, every other week, and therefore there's going to be Hezek Re'iyah in between the time it takes them to put back up the wall, to go to court, do litigation, all those things, so then they're mochel on that Hezek Re'iyah that happens in the interim. And if they're mochel on it, why don't we say that the mechila should work there in a wall less than Hutzav Edafna, the same way he's talking to his adversary? You're going to say that you can get away with, you can be mochel on the wall altogether. Everyone with me?
Meaning if you're of the opinion that in a place of a makom where it's no way to build a wall, then there should be no...
Right, then whatever you're mochel on, you're mochel on. If mechila works, he's basically arguing, mechila should work for everything. Right. Meaning you're not mochel on it when the wall's up, but when the wall's down, if you're okay with a lower wall, a lesser wall, then you're also okay with the Hezek Re'iyah that's done to you in the interim. And if you're able to be mochel on Hezek Re'iyah...
No, but they're not mochel on Hezek Re'iyah.
No, meaning they're not mochel on the Hezek Re'iyah while the wall's standing.
No, but they're not... That's... Meaning that doesn't... What does that mean? Meaning they care about Hezek Re'iyah.
So right. But the point is, if you think mechila... If you think mechila is okay in Hezek Re'iyah, it should also be okay when it comes to people's decisions.
But not if they're nohig in their city to have Hezek Re'iyah. What does that mean? Mechila doesn't work in that city.
Why not? That city's basically saying, no, but the city's basically saying, I fear that you're ahead of the game. But the city is basically not makbid on certain types of hezekriya. It's only makbid on the hezekriya as much as this wall usually protects. But if, let's say, the community decides we're just going to use water bottles to protect against hezekriya.
But if chutzav edafna works, then there's either hezekriya or either it works or it doesn't work. It's not like, oh, if we use chutzav edafna, sometimes we care about hezekriya, sometimes we don't.
The Rashba is just trying to wonder, basically, whether mechila on hezekriya should be effective or not. He doesn't understand that there should be any difference. As long as they're mochel on certain things, they should be able to be mochel on everything. Like the Rashba doesn't see there being a difference between types of mechila. He thinks that if we're saying you could be mochel on hezekriya altogether, then you should also be able to be mochel on the interim hezek between.
Does he mean the interim hezek, or does he mean that you could just use any wall you want?
The interim hezek and walls less than chutzav edafna. But what would Rabbeinu Yonah respond to this Rashba in general? So I think what we were suggesting last time was that the Rashba can't conceive of a world in which there's mechila, there's community mechila on hezek ri'iya. He doesn't understand how that could be, and that's why he brings rayas, especially from the Gemara and Daf Dalid. He brings a raya that you can't go less than chutzav edafna. If you were to go less, and mechila did work, so then whatever they're mochel on, they should be able to be mochel on. But Rabbeinu Yonah might respond that the Rashba is coming from, like, you know, he's already starting from a place that cares too much about privacy. It's possible that Rabbeinu Yonah thinks that the principle that privacy is something sacred, that there is something called Hezek Re'iya, that Rabbeinu Yonah thinks no community can forego. The fact that privacy is something that needs to be protected, that the invasion of that privacy is an act of mazik, of nezek, that Rabbeinu Yonah does not think is subject to mechila. That is a principle that is connected, perhaps, to Kedushas Yisrael. But if a community decides that they're not going to demand people build walls between one another, that they're not makbid on the hezek ri'iya, then there's no issue of hezek ri'iya because they're choosing to keep things public. The definition of a private and a public space is something that communities have legislation over. You go from community to community in the world, and you'll see that there are different standards for what is considered a private thing and a public thing. The nature of, you know, they're a corporation, they're deciding to live all together. Communities that decide that there's going to be no chiyuv to build walls is not their way of saying that there's no such thing as privacy and there's no value to maintaining that privacy. In fact, you can't go into someone's home and start staring at them. But if people's chatzeros, there's a more liberal or communal camaraderie, then it's possible that's just not even hezek ri'iya. So whereas the Rashba doesn't think that there is that possibility exists at all, he kind of takes one extreme, that any erosion of privacy is undermining Gidar and Shal Yisrael, the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Rabbeinu Yonah thinks, well, it first depends on what your definition of private and public spaces are. Tznius really is that kind of thing that is very much based on the expectations of community and communal standards. So it's very possible that that's what's motivating the argument of Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rashba, on the other hand, clearly from even the way he was arguing, like, just doesn't think that, you know, you'd ever be more makil, the privacy that there is. He just doesn't think that's something that's nita on the mechila. The other thing the Rashba brings up, which is interesting, is that there's a Yerushalmi apparently that says that even in Agina, makom shenahagu shalolegdor, we're mechayiv in them. That even in Agina, communities can't do away with the chiyuv to build a wall with hezek ri'iya. Which is interesting that the Rashba quotes that, because if we zoom out for a minute, the Rashba was the one who kind of created a major dichotomy between chatzer on the one hand and Gina on the other. Never mind. Nevertheless, the Rashba, I guess, arguing with Rabbeinu Yonah now, it's like the opposite view of Rabbeinu Yonah, refers to this Yerushalmi that says, not only in Chatzir, but even in Gina, the Kehila has to keep the wall between the properties, even in the Makom Shenagu Shelo Ligdor. It's just interesting, again, like most people just, the Tosa Rash, the Ran, they basically just say that the Yerushalmi is arguing with the Bavli. But Rabbeinu Yonah's argument was all based on the fact that the Gemara in Daf Dalet said in Agina, Makom Shenagu Shelo Ligdor Ein Mechayvin. And now the Rashba is saying, well, even your Raya is not a good Raya. Because the Yerushalmi, and the Rashba tries to use the Bavli this way, even the Yerushalmi says that in Agina, Makom Shenagu Shelo Ligdor is ineffective and you have to build a wall nonetheless. What that kind of makes us wonder, and I'm not going to pursue this further, we spent enough time on this, is like, how seriously is the Rashba taking this Yerushalmi? If the Rashba is just quoting the Yerushalmi as a way of torpedoing Rabbeinu Yonah's, you know, whole Shita, because if even in Gina, where we don't sustain such a minhag, then the Rabbeinu Yonah has no mucker for his... for the din that, you know, the minhag prevails in Gina and Kol Shekein and Chatzer. The Yerushalmi is like the worst thing for Rabbeinu Yonah to hear. So if the Rashba is taking this seriously, and it's not just a way of getting, you know, like starting up with Rabbeinu Yonah, like it should make us rethink a little bit the tshuva. Because in the tshuva he was saying that Gina and Gina and Bika are all dinim in Mamanus, in Ayin Hara. And that's why minhag prevails. You can be mochel on anything. When it comes to chatzer, you know, that's gedar and shel Yisrael. That's not nitzal on the mechila. But now if he really takes this Yerushalmi seriously and he thinks it's the Bavli, like, could it be that even in Gina, there's some bigger idea? That even in Gina, it's not nitzal on the mechila, that there's hezek re'ia, that maybe there is a possibility that communities can't get rid of hezek re'ia? It's just something, you know, food for thought. And that leads us basically to our final point about the Rambam, which really, I think, in a lot of ways, is like the opposite of this, of the final thrust of the Rashba. The Rashba who just told us that the Yerushalmi holds that in Gina, there may even be Hezek Re'ia Ad Kedei Kach, that Minag HaMakom has no say, even in Gina, there always must be a wall between two Ginos, between two people. Because the Rambam seems to downgrade the Hezek Re'ia of Gina maybe more so than anybody else. We started this whole sugya, you know, two times ago, discussing what is the difference between Chatzer, Gina, Ubirka. And I asked at the end of the day, you know, I think Joey was here for this, I asked, right? I said, who cares? What is the difference between Chatzer and Gina? At the end of the day, you have to build a wall in both. So I said there are two nafkaminas, basically, to the reasons we attribute to the difference between Chatzer and Gina. One of them we've just been discussing this whole time, which is what about Makom Shenagu Shelo Livnos? And we found that indeed, if you're mechalik between Chatzer and Gina, until this like final Rashba, we saw that in Chatzer you may say Minhag doesn't work, it's a Minhag Taos, but in Gina it does, because it's about Ayin Hara. As I said again, until this final thrust of the Rashba, about the Yerushalmi, which he seems to like. But there is, in fact, actually another nafkamina that really downgrades Gina and upgrades Hezek Re'ia of a Chatzer. And that is the Shita of the Rambam. What's the Shita of the Rambam, Joey? What does the Rambam think? What is unique about the Rambam's position in Gina? How is it different than Chatzer?
There's no Hezek Re'ia at all.
What do you mean there's no Hezek Re'ia at all? Where does he say that in Mishnah Torah? In Mishnah Torah, where is that? In Hilchos Shcheinim, close. You know, they're synonyms in Arabic. Okay, yeah. In Perek Beis Halacha Yedzayin, the Rambam, well, we have to read a little before. The Rambam basically says in Halacha Tezvav, the Rambam basically says that Rochav Makom Hakosa, well, Moshe, you'll read it for us since you. Do you guys have Tesvav?
Yeah.
So what does he say?
Rochav Makom Hakosa, Mishal Shmeni.
So they both need to contribute to the width of the wall.
Kali Yerako, Rebalo, Hakol Gimenoka Medina, Nafilu, Dagu,
The kanim of what's that? The kanim of a hutzin in Gemara language. Hutzavidafna. It's like this minimum wall. That minnow, the minnow can basically be koveya. You can use that. Wait, what's the single most important requirement of this wall?
There's built-in space.
Oh, so this continues the Rambam. Here it is, Joey. This is the one where he's different. Kama. So what is the height of this wall in a chatzar need to be?
Can't be less than 4.
Because why 4 amos? 4 amos is the...
Signal.
4 hezekriya. It prevents hezekriya. Right? Okay. So v'chein v'gina, it sounds like also in a gina, you need this wall, there's hezekriya. V'chein, right, that v'chein we're very familiar with. We're familiar with it from the Mishnah, from Beis HaMedbeis. V'chein chad taimahu. It like leaves you with this like, you know, built up anticipation. V'chein, they're the same. But yet, what does the Rambam say? You have to separate it. Ah, but there's where, you know, it's all deflated. You have to build a mechitza that's 10 tzvachim high. That's a major difference. That's not a v'chein to me. In chatzah, you need to build a 4 amma high wall. What is that? That's like, and here, it's almost 4 times, you know, close to, it's like 3.5 times the size of 10 tzvachim. And in a gina, you just have to build a wall that's 10 tzvachim. In Bika, there's no chi of stam to build the wall, only in Gina and Chatzer. So the Rambam seriously downgraded the mechitza of Gina. He certainly couldn't do away altogether with the chi of Kosel because our Gemara tells us that minhag, that the stam, in a regular case where there's no minhag, there needs to be a wall in a Gina, right? That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the way we read, right, that gina kimakom shenahagu ligdor mechayven, right? That a stam gina is like a place where the minhag is to build walls. So you can't say that there's no chiyuv to build a wall, but where did the Rambam get? Why is it not like chatzer? Question number one. And number two, what is the value? Where did he get this 10 tafach wall from? What good does it really serve? It certainly doesn't help you, at least at the surface, with hezekriya. 10 tafachim is tiny. And anyone can see over that wall without even, you know, being ma'ayin. So why is it different than chatzer? And what exactly is the chiyuv of this 10 tefach wall? I should just note, I mentioned this at the very beginning of the year when we were reading the Mishnah, that the Chasam Sofer attributes this lower level wall, this 10 tefach wall, to the change in the formulation of the Mishnah when it refers to the wall of chatzer and gina respectively. By chatzer, the lashon is bonin es hakosel. You build a kosel. And by gina, it says shenagu ligdor. Where you fence it. Where you make a geder. So the Chasam Sofer wants to, I didn't see it inside, but I saw someone refer to this. That a geder is more like a 10 tefach wall. And a kosel is like a gezunta, it's a 4 amma. That's the discrepancy, that's where the Rambam got from. But again, even with this diuk of the Chasam Sofer, which is nice, it adds some, you know, it enhances what's going on here, the linguistic point. But again, in Svara, where did the Rambam get this from? How could this be? He clearly didn't just get it from the Diuk in the Mishnah. Where do we find like a 10 tefach wall usually?
Gog.
Oh, interesting. How do you know about Gog? Oh, you saw it? Of course. So typically, from your knowledge in halacha in general. From halacha in general, Sammy, where do we find ten tefachim as being relevant? By mechitzos or gedarim? I don't want to say kosel. Where? Sukkah. We require the wall be at least 10 tefachim. What else? Shabbos.
Oh, Hanukkah.
By Shabbos or Rosh Hashanah, you know, a wall to make a Rosh Hasharabim, Rosh Hashayachin, maybe Hanukkah candles for Mavoy, for Erevin. 10 tefachim is usually like the minimum, I would say, like, it's not really a substantive wall, but it has the status of mechitza. It's a shame mechitza. Typically, all of our shas, that's what the minimum shame mechitza is. But being called a mechitza, a partition, doesn't help you with visual things. But it does help you, it's a hagdara of mechitza. It's at least called a wall, it's a partition. It separates usually two things from one another. In sukkah, it basically helps create an encompassing that then becomes the makom hasukkah for the tzel of the tzchach to define that space as such, the chalal, the empty space, as a sukkah. It's much more inward focused. As opposed to Shabbos, where it's very much about closing off the outside. Again, Shabbos, the Mechitza Shabbos, Mechitza Sukkah is a really big topic. But usually that's exactly what we talk about when we talk about having a partition, a divide, something that is a wall in halacha. But it's unclear why that should have any relevance when it comes to Gina. So the Magid Mishnah in Halacha Tezayin explains the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah based on a tshuva that we have of the Rambam. But again, you know, Mishnah Torah is one thing. The Rambam doesn't necessarily tell you why in Mishnah Torah it's different than Chatzer. If anything, he says V'chein, and then just tells you 10 tzvachim without explaining more. But he does have a tshuva which is very explicit, which is a really important, it's like really the perfect way to end Hezekiah. And it serves to me, at least, it has served for me as like what I go to every time when I think about what really is Hezekiah. What are we talking about? So the Magid Mishnah refers to the tshuva. What does he say? Someone have the Magid Mishnah open? Sam, you have the Magid Mishnah?
Yeah.
What does the Magid Mishnah say? Joey, you have to read the tshuva for us. I'm giving you this chus. Taz ha-mechaber.
Taz ha-mechaber she'en hezekriyah.
So there you go. That's number one, right? There's no hezekriyah. So then what would your next thing to say be, Sammy? Oh, amazing. That's what he addresses. Your baruch shekivanto. Lefikach. So therefore, 10 tfachim is to yitvaz kiganam. Ulishmira be'alma. Very interesting. So, this to me seems like an invention of the Magid Mishnah. We'll see the Rambam in a second that he's coming from, but he invokes this concept, which we'll get back to later.
The Shmir Ba'am is what? Protecting it from everyone else?
Right. But how does it do that? Ten Tvachim.
It doesn't do that.
But if what is Kiddush, before we get to the Shmir part, which is a continuation of what he's saying, what's Kiddush Yitvas Kigana? So let's just turn to it now. I was going to do it later. But on Vav Amabez is where this comes up. Let's everyone turn to Vav Amabez. See, we're doing a lot of the first parent. I think we've done Dalet of an Aleph now. Vav Amabez. I think earlier we did Yud Beis Amabez by Nida Sagom. So what does it say on Vav Amabez? So we've spoken so far about Chatzer, Gina, and Bika. On Beis Amabez, the Gemara quotes Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Do you see that? It's like four lines up from before the lines get wide. Do you see Amar Rav Nachman, Sammy? Vav Amabez, yeah. Like four lines up before they get wide. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. See it? You have it? What, this one?
Oh.
Oh my God! I forgot this thing is the, yeah. Okay, go. If you found it, then you're good. This the Surah Sadaf here is different, and nevertheless, you know, we prevail. Okay, yeah. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. So what's his case? Tell it to me.
So a roof that's surrounding the chatzer.
So you have a roof which is adjacent to someone's chatzer. So. They live on, like in Ramat Beit Shemesh, right? They like live on someone's roof. It happens all the time. Someone's roof is like someone else's courtyard, right? So do you know anything about Hezekiah there? Before you even continue in the Gemara. Did we see it?
Depends.
There's Rishus Rabbim. No, there's no Rishus. They're touching. I mean, you have someone's roof and someone's chatzer.
Technically, there will be Hezekiah into chatzer.
Into the chatzer there's Hezekiah. Is there a Hezekiah from the chatzer into the Gag? What do you mean? Do you have any evidence? Do you remember seeing any Gemaras about Chatzer and Gag? So on Beis and Mabez in the Shach of Ataria, the Gemara mentions Gag is one of the Rayas, right? That Hezek, Rishmei Hezek. Because the person who owns the Gag has to build a wall so that he doesn't see into someone else's Chatzer. Right?
Not into the Gag,
because in a Gag, people don't live on Gagim, unless they do. That's an important question. But let's say they don't. They're not Asuy in Ladira. So there's no Hezekiah into a Gag, because they don't use it so much. Lokvi Tashmishi is the Lashon of the Gemara. And the Chatzer guy doesn't know when to expect the Gag guy from coming, so he doesn't know how to protect himself. So Gag has to build a wall in his property, that's Dalet Amos, to protect the Chatzer guy from Hezekiah. So Gag, Samech L'Chatzer, Oselo, Makeh is like a wall and on a roof. It's like a fence. Gavoa arba amos. Fine. So that we know, right? Aval, what about if you have two, you go. Aval ben gag legag. Between two gagim. Why not? Because presumably. From on gagim to gagim. So neither one has to build a fence. They can live.
That's not true.
Right? Because there's no there's no expectation of privacy. Gagim have no hezekriya.
It's not true according to the Rambam.
It's a good thing to add to. Yes, it is. Why is it not true? Which Rambam? Where does it say that? Oh. Okay, so let's see. But there's no hezekriya in a gag. Right? Ten tfachim.
No hezekriya or
in a gag. But in a gag, there's no. The Rambam is explicit in Gimel Vav what? Let's read it. We just get it on the record since you mentioned it.
There has to be something on the gag.
Yeah, in a chenavi. But what? But again, we're coming off of Gag and Chatzer, right? Gag to Chatzer, you need to build a four amahai ma'ake, right? So what about Gag with Gag? Is there hezekriya between a Gag and a Gag? No. Even for that Rambam, which is going to be Rav Nachman, is the next line. There's no hezekriya. It sounds like, right? So let's just walk through it.
You're saying the Rambam is just. He's a different reason for acquiring
10
tefachim. It's not Hezekiah.
In Gag?
Gag and Gag.
Yeah, that's what he says. Doesn't he say that?
God.
Yeah, what does the Rambam say? Let's just get on the record. Okay. Since we mentioned it, Gimel Vav. Yeah, Gimel, you were reading it?
Yeah, sure.
So we have Sammy in two places right now. We have him in the Magen Mishnah and Bava Mavid. I hope your fingers on both places. Yeah, Gimel Vav, what does the Rambam say? Gag HaSamach L'Chatzir Chaveiro. Oselomake gavoa arba amos. That's what we just read, right? With me?
Yeah.
Well, why? What?
No, I don't know
who's
supposed to
be
reading. Moshe's
reading. Okay, fine.
Yeah, that's
him. Why? People don't live there, and therefore. So there's no need for arba amos, Sammy. Right? We're good on that. We agree.
Yeah.
No hezekriya. Aval. So let's just jump back now to the Gemara for a second, because. We want that stuff we've read so far in the Gemara. Aval, bin gag legaglo, v'Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman just quoted Shmuel. But Rav Nachman himself, Sammy, Rav Nachman didei amar, bin gag legag, yeah. L'dalet
amos.
Exactly what you just said. What do you not need between two gagim? So now we have the next lines in the Shaka Vitaria is literally a dream come true. Because the Gemara asks the question I think we're all wondering, which is why do you need a 10 tefach wall in general? And why do you need a 10 tefach wall being gag l'gag? That's literally what the Gemara asks. This is the first Gemara I'm aware of that asks this question, which is important for us, going back, let's not forget, to Perek Beis Halacha Tezayin. Where? Well, we don't know if there's no Ayin Hara yet. We just know that there's no Hezekriya. We don't even know there's no Hezekriya, to be honest. All we know is that you require...
We know.
Okay. So let's see. Asara Lamai. Sorry, Lamai. Let's go through it. So it goes through options and then rejects one after the other. If it was for Hezekriya, you would need... You would need arvamos.
Yeah.
Meaning, we're asking now, what is the basis for 10 tefachim? If it's because there's hezekriya between gagim, so 10 tefachim doesn't suffice. It needs to be dalet amos. Ilan nitvas alav kiganov. If it's to catch him as a ganov, bimisifas ba'alma sagya. Then you need anything. What's mitvas alav kiganov?
Catch him.
Yeah, that if he goes into your property, you'll be able to tell him, like, you're a robber. You can bring him somewhere if he actually did anything. But basically, he's considered to trespass if he were to step onto your property. But for that, you don't need it to be 10 tefachim. It just needs to be little pegs that identify that it's your property and not his. And if it's to prevent, you know, animals from coming onto your property, all you need is that it should be tall enough so they can't jump over head first, as animals do. So what then is the need for 10 tefachim ben gag magag for? Says the Gemara, La'olam le'nitvas alav kegana. It's really to catch him, to pin him, identify him as a gana. And but didn't we say b'mesifas alone could help achieve that end? B'mesifas matzi mishtamet le amar mimitzure kame mitzirina. I'll say I was just bending over. I was leaning over. I accidentally stepped there. I wasn't really trying to enter your property. If it's just little pegs lying on the floor, he has an alibi. He has an excuse. But if it's 10 tefachim high, no one just falls over a 10 tefach wall unless he actually intended to go over. That can identify him clearly without any suffix that he in fact is a ganav. That's why you need a 10 tefach wall between two gagim. Remember, we're talking about gagim on vav and beis. So let's finish that Ramam in halacha vav Moshe aval tzarich. So that's why you need 10 tefachim in two gagim when there's no hezegria, but hitafes alav, litvas alav, kiganav. So you'll be able to, you know, to arrest him. Yeah, Michael.
How does he throw away hezegria by gina?
So now let's get back to gina. Why does the Rambam drop Daat Amos in gina? So the Magen Mishnah we started reading, says, because there's no hezegria in a gina, and therefore, the 10 tefach wall is just limitvas alav kegana. We'll get back to that in just a minute.
The Magen Mishnah is explaining
around. Right. Umasha Amru. Also, let's go back to the Magen Mishnah. What do you have in a gina? Al Sadech Ver. And what about Ayin Hara? He quotes the Gemara of an Ayin Hara. Eino Ella. Sammy? Eino Ella. Wow. The whole din of Ayin Hara is only Midas Chasidus. So therefore, you don't need the wall for Ayin Hara either. Because Ayin Hara is just a Midas Chasidus. The fact that you're going to damage someone through Ayin Hara, the Rambam says that's not a real Hezek. You're not really Chayav for that in Choshei Mishpat. We don't necessarily even understand Ayin Hara. We don't know how it works. A lot of things like we were talking about in the past. So you shouldn't do it. It's not going to be codified in Shulchan Aruch, Paskin Halacha. So you're not going to require a Daat Amos wall for that. Or even a 10 tefach wall, frankly, that whole Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, Asr Ladam, Lamad al Sadech Havir, become most of it, just Amidas Chasidus. Sheet of Rama. Who clearly doesn't agree with that? The Sma, according to Shulchan Aruch, that we saw in the past, who thinks that it's codified in Sim and Shinayin Ches. There's an Isra to be Mazik, someone with Ri'iyah. You can't look at someone's field. For the Rama, that's just Amidas Chasidus. Certainly doesn't require any wall. The Rama in the Tshuva, we'll see, we're going to have to see very quickly. Actually points out that if a wall was needed for Ayin Hara, we would also require a wall in a Stam Bika. The Rambam thinks Bika is actually even more susceptible to Ayin Hara, it's a twist, than Gina. So therefore it can't be that the basis for wall is the Ayin Hara problem. And it's certainly not Hezegria, because there's no Hezegria in a Gina. Ulefikav dai v'asara tvachim v'chule, we read that. U'beshvil kach v'divrei tamhein, the Magen Mishnah says he likes it. Ella she'asugya she'atchilas haperek, but the problem is obviously the sugya, which seems to imply that you need a more serious wall. Again, that's the Gemara v'chein begina. And the Chachmei Lunil actually asked the Rambam why he doesn't require arba amos midin hezek ri'iyah. But the Ramban and others think you obviously need 4 amos. They disagree with the Rambam. Yeah, Eretz.
The Rambam's the only one that possibly.
Yeah.
So you're saying the Rambam's holding no hezegriya by gina, right? But
that's the Magen Mishnah's interpretation. Yeah.
But if the Rambam dismisses hezegriya in the case of God because he says she'ein be'adam darin, then do we think that anybody would be darin in gina?
That's a point.
Depends what type of gina. But yes, if
I'm saying like,
if it's a gina nobody lives in, for sure you're right.
But like,
no one lives in a garden.
Sometimes you have gardens outside of their chateras.
But like
or close to the city.
Your house, why
spend time there. What?
I mean, like, is the Rambam's darin the same as the...
Let me say like this. You know what? You're asking a good question. The Rambam actually says this, spells this out in the tshuva. So let's read the tshuva. And then we'll end. No, but the question is, it a place where people spend time or people do, you know, sometimes live there? What?
Does no one, like, use their roofs?
Well, the question is, what about Gagan that are Asuri and Nadira? These are all the questions. What you're hitting on is a really important question, which is Hezek Re'iyah for the Rambam seems to be based on people living, spending time there, it being where they... So let's just turn to this Rambam, and with this we'll try to end. The Rambam in the Chachmei Lunil, the Migdal Oz quotes it. Well, again, it's in the Rambam as well. They basically ask him, I'll summarize the tshuva of the Rambam. The Chachmei Lunil asked the Rambam a lot of questions. They were like big chassidim of the Rambam. They basically went through Sefer Kinyan, they went through Mishnah Torah just like us, and they had this question. They stumbled on this halacha de Zayin. He said, the Gemara makes it sound like there's Hezek Re'iyah Negina, the Chaim Negina. At the very least, the wall should be the same height. How could the Rambam paskin? All you need is a 10 tefach high wall. So says the Rambam, Tshuva zos hasheva. Lo ha'isa la'anashim gedolim kamochem l'sholosa. It's beneath you, anashim gedolim, to be asking such a question. V'chilo yishayni, like amazing words again to end our venture into Hezek Re'iyah. V'chilo yishayni ben Hezek Re'iyah. Shu hezek gado vadai sheiroi adam sheire adam chaveiro peishu omeid v'yoshe v'osetz rachav. Is the hezek in someone's courtyard where rov tashmish and shaladam takes place, where he sits, he stands, he does everything, he does his business? Is that hezek not greater than ubein hezek riyah sheiras kamas chaveiro mishem ein abisha sheilu divrei chasidusim shloy ayin bo ba'ayin hara, where in agina and a sadeh, people, it's ayin hara, which is anyway just a midas chasidus. Of course, the eye, the damage an eye causes, an invasion of someone's privacy in their personal, intimate places, ain lecha, you know, a difference gadol mizeh, and for, especially for the Rambam, that ayin hara anyway is it only a midas chasidus. You're very consistent, right, with a lot of the Rambam's positions. V'osu hashinui in the Gemara shinui ba'almahu, right, like something we encountered. Veinu aliba dehilchasa to ikur hezek re'iyah bechatzer makom shebnei adam darin. Ikur hezek re'iyah is where people live. Aval begagos, interesting that he brings this up here. Ein sarich arba amos, they're actually different gersos. Levi she'ein derech bnei adam lador begagos. That's why you don't need dal amos. That's what we saw in the Gemara. Ela b'mechitzas asar tefachim sagya ki echidi nidus lav kaganav, like we saw. Kal v'chomer. Legino she'ein derech b'nei adam lader sham. It sounds like at all. Ve'imei oso inyan she'ein abisha afilu bebika haynu mechayev and oso lichter. Like we were saying before, if the wall was for ein abisha, we would require you to build a wall even in a bika. She'iker kamaso shel chaveru bebikahu v'kfar nisbar she'ein mechayev and oso bebika ligdor klal lo bedal an amos v'lo be'asar et fachim. In a bika, there's no chiyev to build any wall. Ula olam ein choshdin lehezek re'iyah elamishim b'nei adam, because of people and their privacy. Uvimekoymos hakivutzim, places where people gather and spend time, kichatzeros v'osan adarim shenemersham beginu shebe almahu v'zebar v'ein sarich laharek atan lashon shuvaso. So it's very clear for the Rambam that absent of makom shedarim bo'inshi, people spend time omeid v'yoshev v'osev tzarachav, there's going to be no chiyuv dal amos, which is why there's no hezek rear problem in Gina, certainly not like a chatzer, never mind the bias. So you don't need dal amos. But why the need for 10 tvachim? So again, it could be the same way we find by gagos. That nevertheless, there still should be, you know, some account that I don't want him trespassing, my neighbor, trespassing my property. So by having this 10 tavach high wall, I'll be able to catch him, you know, assail him as a ganav. But there is another suggestion one can make, and it may even change the way we look at nitbas alav keganav, and I think kind of rehabilitates the v'chein v'gina and the Rambam a little bit, and one other issue which I'll point out. Pinning someone as a ganav, is it only a problem in the eventuality that someone trespasses, you can identify them as a trespasser? Or does it even provide, you know, does it even provide things in advance? Is it even beneficial to have as a prevention against Geneva? The Meiri, which I don't know if any of you got a chance to see, basically argues that by having a 10 tefach wall, a person who comes to look, again, right, there's ayin hara, it sounds like, in a gina, that a person who sees that there's a 10 tefach wall perceives what lays behind it as off limits. He knows that if he continues to look for significant amount of time, and only, this is an important comment about Ayin Hara, only significant amounts of time of looking creates Ayin Hara, not just quick looks, but only Ri'ya Matmedes, that's the Me'iri. If he's seeing that there's a Ten Tavach wall there, it serves as a Heker, as a Mechitza, for him to know that he shouldn't be looking for too long. And only looking too long will be an Ayin Hara problem, not just a brief glance. Because only that is something, this is a fascinating comment of the Mir, you should see, only when you see it long enough that you can speak about it and you can say Lashon Hara about it, only that kind of quality of seeing turns into Ayin Hara. Interesting Mir, I encourage you to look at it if you get a chance. But that's how he understands the whole idea of the Ten Tefach wall when it comes to Gina. That by putting it there, you're preventing Ayin Hara. Not only are you going to be able to target him as a Ganav, but you're preventing Ayin Hara when he sees the fence. But I think once we say that, you might even say, v'chein begina, that there even is an element of privacy, assuming people do spend some time in ginos. Let's remember, most Rishonim think there is some level of hezekria in a gina. And let's also remember that the Rambam knows how to say there is no hezekria in a particular venue. In Gimel Vav Sami, when the Rambam wants to say that ben gag l'gag, you don't need a dalet amos wall, what justification does he give explicitly? That there's no hezekria in a gag. And that's in Perek Gimel Halacha Vav. Why then do you need a ten tefach wall? Sheyitbos alav kegana. But the Rambam, when he explains the ten tefach wall in Perek Beis earlier, Halacha Tezayin, he doesn't say any of that. If anything, he connects it to Chatzir. I think there's a third explanation to a ten tefach wall. When I have an off-limits property, I obviously can't protect the eyes of somebody else invading my privacy. But I very much can create a situation where I'm turning my gina into a private place. When you put a fence around something, a shame mechitza, you can't prevent the actual gaze and the invasion, but you can create a reality of privacy. By putting up the fence, good fences, good neighbors, you're trying to tell your next door neighbor that I'm trying to have some measure of privacy here. But it's not the privacy of Chatzer. Maybe it's the muted type of hezekria of Gina. And if that's the case, we could explain the difference between Chatzer and Gina, even if the Rambam thinks there's some degree of hezekria in a Gina, but that a different kind of wall may be needed for a different kind of hezekria. So that's basically the Rambam. We saw the Rashba. Everyone should have a Hatzlacha in their finals. And we will pick up, like I said, on Gimel Amud Aleph when we return.
What's the final talk on all
of it? On what?
Halacha
L'maisa? Everything we said is Halacha L'maisa. Oh, do you have to, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this din. He says, Yesh Omrim.
The Rambam.
Yeah, he quotes Yesh Omrim. Yeah.
Shkach.